Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Al Gettle. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Baker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Webb reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive towards the mound. Marchildon catches it and throws to second to double up Hodgson. Two outs. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Gettle reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a line drive into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra juggles the ball. That's an error on Guerra. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodgin hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Lupien steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to third. Lupien moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-2 in the game. Marchildon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway pinch hits for Aaron Robinson. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Callaway moves to third. Philly moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive towards center field. Chapman makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Chapman. Callaway scores. Philly scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gettle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to third. Alex Kellner now pitching. Ralph Weigel pinch hits for Floyd Baker. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodgins scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Don Callaway now playing third base. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a line drive into center field. Philly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Philly. Majeski moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-4 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Savage now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Philly reaches second base with a double. Callaway moves to third. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hodgin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Hodgin reaches third base with a triple. Callaway scores. Philly scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodgins scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Bob Savage. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.